proflowradio.com.
Go!
Shockwave sounds good.
Proflowradio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live pro in audio.
You know?
Hit it with fofo flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show, www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for Show, Pro Flow for Show, Pro Flow for Show.
Check this out.
All right, I am here with, I think it's Maurice Thomas, right?
Yeah, Maurice Thomas, a.k.a. J-Star.
And you are a, like, can you introduce yourself with what you do with the audience? Like, I want them to know the movie Rhyme Slayer. What do you do with that movie?
Okay. Well, first I want to say, Mosley, thanks for having me, you know, taking the
time. Oh, man. That was so special. That's special. I appreciate that, man. Don't nobody do that. I didn't have so many interviews, man. Ain't nobody ever thanked me first. I appreciate that.
Yeah. No problem, man. I understand. Like I was saying earlier, man. I know, and I know you know, I appreciate you taking this time to talk with me. A little bit about Ron Slayer. You know, first things first, I'm going to be showing, October 28th at the Kent Stage, and, that is in Kent, Ohio, 125 Main Street down there, right downtown in Kent. Doors open at 6, and that's a Friday night. But the movie Rhyme Slayer is it's about a hip-hop contest, and the winner of the contest, you know, gets a record deal. But all the contestants are brutally stalked and murdered because there can only be one winner.
Man, so, I tell you, that right there is like a brilliant concept. That's a brilliant concept, literally.
Thank you. Thank you. We got the idea for Rhyme Slayer actually in like, I want to say maybe 2003. Like, Rhyme Slayer has been
wow.
So many changes. Right, man. And like, it started off like, I don't know if you remember a show called The $5 Half Hour.
I wanted to ask you about that. Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that too.
Yeah, it started off as like a little parody on the $5 half hour, and I do it, and like originally like a Will Smith mask because it had like a comedy angle to it. Angle was real Will Smith bodying all of these gangster rappers, you know. So that was supposed to be like. But, you know, nothing ever came about from it. And then, again, in like 2007 or 2008, the Rhyme Slayer, you know, that was going to be like the first movie that I did. So I kind of added to the script because at first the script, like when we were learning, was only like 30 pages long. So I added 30 pages to it and made it 60 pages. But
wow.
I decided to go back to school instead. Big Rhyme Slayer. That was my associates, my bachelor's and master's, and then got out of school. You know, Rhyme Slayer, we did this movie called First about a black family of cannibals. You know, right after Meet the Jones, we were having a movie making pitch, and we were like, next, and Rovina suggested a real Rhyme Slayer. She's that I've done a Rhyme Slayer into a full-length movie. And, you know, after thinking about it, it made sense. And I rewrote, like, the second half of the script. I kept the original first half of the script. So, like, if you see the movie, I would say, like, the first 20 minutes to a half hour is all original stuff, like, from the original 2003 screenplay. But after that, it's all rewritten. Everything was rewritten after that. So... And it flows together pretty well. So we had a lot of fun doing it. You know, a lot of fun.
Man, I'm like, I almost got caught up in the whole interview. I was like living a dream for a minute. Man, I'm telling you, like, So tell me exactly your, what do you consider yourself when it comes to the movie business? Producer, director, what's your strongest point?
Well, I would consider myself I'm an entrepreneurial filmmaker. You know, I'm an entrepreneur and I'm a filmmaker. You know, and being an entrepreneur and a filmmaker, that means that you have to wear a lot of hats. You know, I wear a lot of hats, and like I consider, you know, myself, my strong point is that I'm a good producer, but that's because I have to produce like everything that I make, you know, so then I'm also a good director, you know, so those are my strong points, actually trying to get the most out of people.
Bro, let's go back to the $5 half an hour, because I want to go back to the beginning. In a way, you know, I remember watching it on public access in Akron, Ohio, and I'm like, okay, you know, the subject matter was different, but it was before everything. I mean, like, if you was doing the $5 half an hour right now, let's say you were in Colorado, man, you'd probably be a bigger star, you know what I'm saying, like in Colorado, but you know, of course, in Akron, Ohio, it's a little hard, you know what I'm saying, but like, how'd you get started doing this, man, at all?
Well, I got started, basically I horror movies, and kind of like how it happened was I got some gear, you know, from a settlement, and I bought my own camera and stuff like that. So I was like,
cash
money.
Make
a movie, so, right. Mm-hmm. So, soap opera. And
that's it.
I was just talking about back in like 1999, 2000. It was, it wasn't picked up or nothing. It was never distributed. But I went to work for this company called Full Moon. I had this guy by the name of J.R. Bookwalter who made movies here in Akron, and he made a name for himself on the underground indie scene. So he actually was running Full Moon Pictures at the time. And I sent him a copy, a VHS copy of Hell Soap Opera, and he asked me to come out and work for him. So I went out to California, I did movies with him, and then I came back here. When I came back here, my boy Octavius, I left him all of my gear. And while I was gone, him and D-Miz from BEC, the rap group BEC that did...
Oh, yeah, Northside, body, right. Yeah.
Yeah, they actually did the first episodes of the $5 half hour. So that's how, like, the $5 half hour started. Like, I left my gear here with Octavius. He started doing the show. I came back, and, you know, when I came back, I picked right up with him on the show, you know, and it kind of took off from there. Right.
That's awesome, man. I've been a fan for a long time, so, you know, you've been going through this for a long time. Let's talk about, like, the actual movie, the upcoming thing at Kent State. Why don't you go ahead and say that one more time, what's going on the debut?
Okay, well, the debut is October 28th, and it's at the Kent Stage, and that's 125 East Main Street in Kent, Ohio. Doors open at 6, the movie is going to be played at 8. It's a Friday night. We got raffle baskets. We got about 3 raffle baskets. The first raffle basket is going to be a local horror movie raffle basket. So basically, it's going to feature about 3 or 4 local horror movies that were made here in the area, here in Cleveland and Akron. And the second basket is going to be a black horror movie basket. So it's going to feature nothing but black horror movies, about 3 or 4 of those. And the next one is going to be a 50-50 cash raffle. So that's going to probably be the biggest raffle. We're also going to have like a cash bar, and it's going to be an event, you know. So hopefully everybody can make it out. And again, you know, Rhyme Slayer, just a little bit about it. You know, it took us about a month to actually shoot the movie. Like, we shot it last July in 2015. And we started like July 8th, and we were done by July 30th or July 31st. So
that wasn't planned.
No, we wasn't. Because Right. And we wasn't, because at the time I didn't have a job. And my whole thing was I knew I was going to start work again. But I wanted to shoot it before I started working. Yeah, so I took that whole month off, shot the movie, you know, and then we've been editing it for like a year. You know, we're still kind of like tweaking it and stuff, you know.
Damn.
Right, still tweaking it.
With that in mind, you know what I'm saying, like the tweaking aspect, how important is that to you?
Oh, it's very important. You know, it's very important to get the movie right, you know, and get it right, get it tweaked all the way down. Only problem with tweaking is that, truthfully, you can watch the movie 100 times and always find something that can be tweaked. So at a certain point in time, you got to say, okay, I'm done with it, and I got to let it go, you know. So we'll tweak it a little bit more, because there's actually two different versions of the movie. There's like what I call there's like what I call the director's cut, and that's the version we're going to play on the 28th, because that has like everybody, you know, that was in it from Akron. You know, all their teams and all that stuff. And then we have the original movie cut as well. And that's just a shorter version. Like, I had to take a few people's scenes out. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, a few people's scenes out that, you know, really didn't carry the story too much or didn't push the story further. You know, so.
Well, I love it. I've never met a director before, bro. So I love it. I love the idea. I love the whole scenario. I want to learn from you one day. Of course, my time is crazy, but like to live the life of a movie director, a movie producer, like, you know, that's something that people dream about. You know, everybody would love to be in your position right now. So tell me what is hard about your position.
Well, basically right now is just the funding. You know, everything that we do is self-funded. You know, you can dream as big as you want to dream, but unfortunately, if you don't have the money to back that up, sometimes, you know, that dream, it might falter, it might have to be produced at a lower level. And right now, you know, we're basically funding this whole operation out of our pocket. So, you know, that's probably like the biggest constraint. But at the same time, it's teaching me a lot of different things, you know, and, you know, one day I will get to that point where I'll have somebody that says, oh, this is your project. Well, here's this much money to, you know, I got your back.
I'm damn it, man. Ice Cube type stuff. Yeah, Friday type thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right, so one day it'll be there, you know. And when it do, that's cool, you know, because I got a plan. You know, I got a plan. I know how to make money doing this, you know, so it's just fine.
I mean, it's done. It's already done, so I understand that. You ain't got to explain that one, that's for sure. I want to ask you, though, like, you know, the influences that you've had over the years, you know, like, what are some a couple of movies that may have inspired you? Because you did the whole horror thing, like, that's crazy. You would never think hip hop and horror go together, you know what I'm saying? But that's like, the plot is off the hook. I think it works perfectly because, like, people killing each other over record contracts anyhow. They were doing that Tupac Biggie, you know what I'm saying? But now it's Zombieland, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
So well, you know, like, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your question. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, I double loaded that question, but my question technically is, with the influences that you had, how did you choose to do this movie?
Well, you know, it was basically Ryan Slayer was chosen because I wanted to do something real quick, and I wanted to hit the ground running. And like, out of all the scripts that I've written, Rhyme Slayer was just like the right one to do right now.
Yeah, you know, it really is.
You know, like, yeah, you know, the easy, like when I don't mean easy, but it was the least complicated to pull off over, you know, everything that I had.
I know what you want. Yeah.
Right. And the idea is still kind of relevant. You know what I'm saying? So, Ryan Slayer made the most sense right now.
Talk to us, man. I'm impressed just to talk to someone who made a movie. Like, who? You know?
Hello?
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me, bro?
Okay, yeah, I got you now. My bad, my phone's cooked.
Oh, it's fine, it's fine. I mean, it don't matter. I'm cutting all that out for you. No big deal.
Right.
Anyhow, so we got this movie, Rhyme Slayer. It's from Akron, Ohio, and it's being debuted in Kent. And my man Reese Thomas is on the phone with me right now. And can you tell the audience again how you are affiliated with this film?
Well, I'm the director, writer, producer. I write and produce and direct under the name of J Star, and and I also funded it. So all of the above. You wear many hats, like I said.
Wow, funded it too. So you've been really struggling, because doing music is hard, but making films is impossible. So I can imagine your talents. I had people on internet telling me, you need to talk to this individual because he is the most talented person they've ever met. So, you know, you should be very flattered with your success thus far.
I am.
But you know, you got more to go. What's the future, bro? What's the future?
Well, you know, right now we just gonna shop Rhyme Slayer around, probably take it on tour to a few theaters across the United States.
Yeah.
And after that, you know, we'll start working on a new movie idea.
When you're shopping it around a different particular companies trying to find a way, is there like a certain process that you have to follow?
No, I'll just basically how I do it is I'll look up independent theaters in the United States, and then I'll try to get my movie booked through their booking department. So they'll take and then if that don't work, then if I really wanted to show at that theater, I'll just buy the whole theater out.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about. So what advice would you give to individuals? Because this is beyond entrepreneuring. This is beyond just having a talent. This is applying yourself. This is like going to school for it, funding it. This is the whole enchilada, as they say. So what advice can you give to upcoming filmmakers or music individuals?
You got to do it. You know, don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it. And you just got to get out here and do it. If you believe in yourself, you got to take that jump. And that's what it's all about, just taking that leap. You know, it gets easier, you know, and easier, but you got to believe in yourself and you got to do it, because, you can dream forever, but if you don't ever put it into fruition, that's all you're doing is dreaming. You know, and we can always say what could have been or what would have been or what should have been, but we'll never know unless we take that chance. You know, and I mean, don't get upset when you fail. Because believe me, man, I done failed a lot. You know, this hasn't been just a whole, successful ride. You know, some people think hell soap operas stink. You know, my first movie, you know, and it does. You know, parts of it, but parts of it hits home. You know,
Right.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You have to keep going. You have to know your craft, man. You know what I'm saying? And you got to keep doing it. And that's the whole thing right there, man. And it might be costly, you know, but you got to keep doing it, man. You cut your teeth on making shorts and movies with your friends and stuff. But if you want to do this for real, man, and you want to get serious about it, sooner or later, you're going to spend a little bit of money, you know. And my best advice for people that might have the budget, you know, $40,000, $50,000, to make a movie, which is really nothing, my advice to them is to go out here and get some D-level actor, you know, with a name, and pay them about, if you got $40,000, pay them $15,000 to do 3-day stint in your movie, you know, and because that does nothing but it helps. It helps you with your distribution deal, and it just helps you get the movie out there, you know. So that would be my advice to people that want to do this, man. Keep doing it. Don't wait for people to tell you that you can do it. You can do it anytime you want to. Just do it. That's all you got to do is just do it. Get the cameras and do it, you know.
What's been the hardest point in your career?
Well, the hardest point in my career so far has been probably just being accepted, like, as a black man that want to make horror movies. You know what I'm saying? Like, right, the same opportunities as, like, the
Black Lives Matter.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So I think that would be the hardest thing, you know, and, like, you could argue, you know, they could argue that, hey, maybe you haven't made a movie that is relevant or a movie that we feel is any good, but at the same time, there's a lot of freaking, you know, horror movies out there that's horrible, you know.
All of them, in my opinion, except for the ones that have a new concept. Yours is totally different from any horror movie that's out on the market, that's ever been put on the market. Honestly, horror movies have always been a certain format, and you just deviated from that, and you made it good.
Right, man. So that's my thing, man. Just, you know, man, just give me the same props that you would give some of these, some of my white counterparts. You know what I'm saying? That's all I ask. Or some of my female counterparts, because now, you know, there's been, like, a big, you know, big thing with women horror film directors, you know, like, they're the next big thing, it seems like.
And, you know, it's a Hollywood thing, yeah.
Right, and, you know, so that's the thing, man. Can I get some of that? Can African-American horror filmmakers get some of that love? You know, that's all I'm saying, man. And I mean
we got the best story to tell. I mean, we've seen the worst of the United States, so why wouldn't we be able to put a horror story together that's official? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. So, you know, part of the problem is the horror movies that came before, you know, the ones that we're doing now. That's the problem right there, you know, because most of them are garbage. You know, I'm not going to lie. Most of the black horror movies, they're garbage, man. Or they're like lame comedies. And if they're low budget, they're extremely low budget. But I'm going to say this, man. I'm a horror fan, and I've seen white horror movies the same way, or foreign horror movies the same way. The problem is that they're less forgiving with our movies being bad because we don't put out enough of them. You feel what I'm saying?
Like, right.
So it's like they're less forgiving. Every time a black horror movie comes out, if it's horrible, they're going to rape it. You know what I'm saying? So that's part of the problem right there. So we just need to make more horror films, but we need to make better horror films at that, you know.
Most definitely, man. I feel privileged to have this interview with you because you're in the process of making history right now. The movie is about to come out. You probably already have your copy of it. So, you know, I mean, it's like, it's a beautiful thing. You know, you don't meet too many movie producers in your city. You know, you might be one of the only ones, like, literally. So, you know, this is official and exclusive for me, so I appreciate it.
That's good, man.
I mean, you know, what else can we do?
What's that?
It's beautiful. I mean, it's just beautiful to me. It's like just to know that somebody's doing something that I don't know nobody else is doing, but I know this person, like, literally, like, what the hell's going on? I must be doing something right. So let me ask you another question, man. Let me ask you, you probably don't want to give up your ideas and your secrets of things you want in the future, but what will be your dream movie to create once you get that backing that you need, that funding that you need?
The backing and the funding that I need?
What would you do? Like,
I can't really say, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, right now we're concentrating on Ryan Slayer. I can say that I would want to put somebody like a Nick Cannon or a T.I. in my next movie, you know, if I could get the proper funding for a movie, for a horror movie. Or, I mean, even an O'Shea Jackson Jr., you know, I'm following those guys, you know, and they would play well. Yeah, you know, and they would play real well into some of the stuff that I'm doing.
Well, how will they get in contact with you?
Well, I would have to get in contact with them, you know, because right now I'm the little man. They're the big man, you know, they the big fish.
You never know, man. You never know who's listening. Honestly, bro, I'm telling you, man, who's listening.
You're right.
But, you know, hit you on Facebook or Twitter or what?
If they out there, they can hit me on Facebook at Maurice Thomas. Man, they could even hit me on my hitter at 330-459 5539. You know, I ain't afraid to get my number out. It's been the same for 20 years.
Right.
So, you know, I'm just saying, but that's, you know, that's some of the ideas that I would have. Like, right now I'm just like matching actors that I would want to use, and then I'm coming with a budget. Like, you know, I want to do something around the $2 million mark, you know, next time around.
Most def. Me too. Just make sure you keep me on the ideas for the soundtrack. I got you on that one.
Definitely will, man. I definitely will.
Man. Trust me. Okay, so listen, we got pretty much all the information out there. I'm really happy to have this interview because I'm about to put it together. I won't be able to have it done until tomorrow, but I would like to know. Yeah, it's cool, but I want to know, if you, do you have any shout outs or anybody that you'd like to thank for the whole process or the,
I got a few, man. Like I said, man, thank you, Mosley, for having me on here.
Oh, thanks, bro. You know, I appreciate that.
Yep, thank you to my executive producer / editor, Rowena Moore. And then I got to give a shout out to my man, Black, who played Ox in the movie.
That's Duncan, right?
That's Duncan. That's Lavelle Duncan. He played.
Yeah, I know that big dude.
All right. Matty Matt played the leading role as Solo. Got to give a shout out to him. My man, T. Vix, played Tommy. I like Tommy's character in the movie. My man, Stilo, Stephen Bonner, plays Paleface, a white rapper. Got to give a shout out to them, you know, and just everybody that has something to do with the project, you know, and all the fans out there, you know, you got fans out there, you know, when you can get people to share your shit. Pardon my language, but you know,
are you good,
you got, and all my fans, man, I love y'all to death. Without y'all, I couldn't do this for real. You know what I'm saying? So I love y'all to death.
Well, speaking from being one of your fans, we love you too. So it's all good, bro. It's all good, man. I just really appreciate the opportunity.
Radio's new groove, it's Meltdown. Amazing. Pro Flow is so the code. Amazing. The audible hotspot. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So amazing.
Yeah.
Everybody blazing on the station.
I shut them all down. It's amazing. I touch them all with sound. Keep it playing. I shut them all down. It's amazing. I touch them all with sound. Keep it playing. It's amazing. So amazing. I hit the scene. No help, no training. It's amazing. So amazing. I hit the scene. No help, no training. It's amazing, kind of crazy. Everybody that you hear blazing on this station ain't playing. Okay then, just play them, keep it blazing.
It's amazing, so amazing.
I hit the scene, no help, no training. It's amazing, so amazing. I hit the scene, no help, no training. It's amazing. Kinda crazy. Everybody you hear on the station, we ain't playing. It's okay then, just play them, keep it blazing on the station.
$20 to my name, I'm in this game for the love. It's Pro Flow Radio, I put no other above. I don't bother with these lanes, I'm here to eat with a grub. I stay grounded, my Air Forces stay covered in mud. My knot thick like blood, I let the turntable bleed. I got a sick, twisted grudge against imposter MCs. Epiphanies in Ohio, I was deep in my sleep. But when I woke, I made a promise that there'll be no one like me. Bars sharp, cut clean like the guillotine. By far the charges really ain't seen, just what my team can bring. It's Pro Flow Radio, keep that plan, bro. Beats be banging, yo, we ain't gotta figure though. Pro Flow Radio, keep that plan, bro. Beats be banging, yo, we ain't gotta figure, yo.